In general, my organization is promoting sustainability, and climate change is a major part of promoting sustainability. But we have one of our focuses is around food systems. And for the last 9 years, we are focusing on strengthening the resiliency of our food system, and in specific in Israel. And within that, we saw that food waste is a major part of in the resiliency of the climate, in the resiliency of our food system, and is a major part of climate change discussion.
When you say food waste, you mean globally, not just in certain countries.
Globally, definitely. And we in Israel are also part of this. We waste a lot of food, and we're totally part of the problem. And what we try to create is to find a place that we can really strengthen the whole system of food, and within that, to reduce food waste as one of the, the major parts of this problem.
So, were you able to in any way be connected with the UN Climate Conference in Sharm el-Sheikh?
Yes, of course. We said that we really want to put the issue of food in focus and in those discussions. I saw personally that during the last conventions, the food wasn't one of the biggest issues that was spoken about, and it's a shame because food is a major part in the resiliency of our also whole society. So this year we said that we want to put the focus on that, and we organized with a lot of more organizations from the world and in Israel a side event, those kind of events that are taking place outside of the event itself, and many people, especially from the civil society from all around the world, come and listen. And it's going to be on this Friday. And the whole discussion will be about nutrition and about a healthy planet based on what the food system should look like and what kind of nutrition we need to have and so on. And we will be talking about our experience and what we have been doing in Israel regarding these issues.
But what's the goal? Are you looking to make sort of deals or to have penetration to areas where you're not located?
We wish several things. First of all, we wish that there would be regulation that will sort the issue of food waste in general and will look at food system in specific and will take into account that it's a major issue and we need to pay attention to it. So this is one thing. The second is to start talking about collaborations. The problem is all over the world. Israel is not unique in it. So we need to find solutions that are good for the whole society and see how we are maintaining a global food system while we're still strengthening each one of the country's local system, because this is really part of the issue to have locality within a global system. We wish to have discussions between other peers that we have around the world on these issues. And I would say another thing, we want to raise the fact that food waste is a major issue in it. And I'm not sure that even people talking about nutrition are aware of it. So that's kind of my personal goal to make these kind of connections.
Can we decipher a little bit what you mean when you say food waste? What is being wasted? Is it energy to create the food? Is it land? What is it? Water?
All of that and more. When we waste food, we actually waste all the resources, the natural resources that were gone to grow this food and produce it. So it's water, it's the chemicals, it's the land, it's the energy, it's all the greenhouse gases and air pollution that was used in order to take and transport the food from the place that it was grown or produced to the place that we buy it and purchase it. And then when we don't use it and we throw it into the garbage, people tend to think that it's gone. Then not, it's not gone. We need to treat it as garbage. And when we treat garbage, we know that we're polluting more greenhouse gases and we need again to transport it and many people to work on it. So when I say food waste, I talk about the actual food that is being thrown, but behind it's a lot of natural resources that are thrown within it. And it's the quantity is a lot of the amount of natural resources that we are actually spending. And I would say another thing that we are making a lot of effort as humanity to grow food. We're talking about the fact that we have more and more people, we need to feed the people, so we need more food, right? Like, it makes sense. But the fact is that it doesn't make sense because we have enough food already to feed the whole planet and even more than once. The problem is that we're throwing away a lot of the food. We're totally inefficient. And this is the reason why we need to grow more food. So what I suggest, let's focus on not on reducing the food waste and not throwing it away, and not on how can we feed more people by growing more food.
How would you be able to measure any kind of success that you have in this?
In general, in the whole project?
Yes.
It's quite hard because we are trying to work on all levels, on regulation, on raising awareness and giving people alternatives to how they can act on their daily life different, and on shifting the way that, you know, industries are working. So it's kind of hard to really measure the impact. We have different sorts of measuring, whether it's the amount of people that know about the issue and act upon, and we try to measure it each year in our National Food Waste Week during March, the 12th of March, and see what kind of awareness and level of awareness they have. We work a lot with industries, business, and to see, and then we can really measure by ourselves. And of course, regulation, when we see that regulation picks up those messages and work upon. And I hope that if we talk, I would say in 3, 5, and then 10 years, we'll see that food has actually been saved and not thrown away. So we will see that the amount of food that is being wasted is reduced. But it's definitely things that take time. It's a marathon. It's not a short sprint project.